They're just going to be like, you two shut up and wait till I'm done talking. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been promising it to you, and here we have it for you. I've locked Charlie and Darren up in the closet. They can't fucking get out. And here I'm sitting with Sean Connery.
Hello.
And Sean Connery.
Why, how are you doing, Montebank?
I'm pretty good. Don't talk to me. Talk to the mic. So, what we're here to do is these two are going to actually sit here and tell you about the best Metallica songs. Have fun and enjoy.
So, where should we begin?
The beginning.
All right. Would that be number 8 or number 10?
Oh, it would be number 10.
All right. We will go with number 10. What was your number 10? What is your least favorite?
One.
Why do you not like one?
I like one, or it wouldn't be on the top 10.
Well, sure, I have to disagree with you. I chose Fight Fire with Fire.
Are you kidding me? That song's 100 times better than one.
Well, sure, I believe I'm going to have to disagree with you. You see, my number 10 song, my least favorite of them, is Fight Fire with Fire.
How can you say one is worse or better than Fight Fire with Fire?
Well, you see, that one has some kind of meaning to it. This one, all it is just fast playing. You know, it loses you in there. But it's still a decent song.
I'll have to disagree with you. One's less brainy.
Well, who cares what you say?
Obviously me, you bitch.
Well,
what about number 9? You go first.
My number 9 is Master of Puppets.
Number 9? You're out of your tree, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm stuck with this one. I like it as my number 9, but I've heard it too much. It's the one you hear all the time.
Oh, I think that could be at least higher than that. You have no taste.
Well, sir, I think you're an asshole anyways. But I'm sitting next to you, so I have to be a little bit.
So, my number 9 is much more superior to your number 9, and that's Orion.
What the hell song is that? Why is that on your list?
I don't take too well to you insulting me so, sir. Orion is one of the best Metallica instrumentals ever made. It's near the end on the Master Puppets album. If you knew what the fuck you were talking about, you wouldn't have questioned what the song was.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've drunk every time I listen to Master Puppets. I must have a drink. But that song just bores the crap out of me. All it is just instrumentals. Where is the words to it? Where is the feeling in this?
There's feeling in music. If you had any brains, you would know this.
Huh? Like you could speak of brains.
So, number 8, I think, is the thing that should not be.
Well, my son, I know one thing that should not be. That's you. I don't know why you're here. I don't know why you have that list.
I don't think that you really have a good list. Well, I don't even think you know who Metallica is.
I do know who Metallica is.
Yeah, you
I listen to them every day. When I go in and I take off my dumpins to sit there on the... When I take off my dumpins and I'm sitting in my room at night, I listen to Metallica. I have my dumpins to play Metallica every time I go.
Well, that's all fine and nice, but it's probably the Saint Anger album.
Well, yes, it is. But, you know, we can forgive them for that.
Why?
Well, because they replaced their good bassist with some random asshole from Ozzy's band.
Well, actually, from Infectious Grooves and Suicidal Tendencies.
Well, but at times we forget them.
Not often enough. So, what's your number 8?
Well, my number 8, Sean, would be The Four Horsemen.
That's not bad.
The main reason it's not higher, because it is a good song, but the only problem is that it's about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and me being a devout Catholic, I have to put that one down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we go to 7 then?
Why, yes. My number 7 is Creeping Death.
Creeping Death? 7?
Yes.
No, nuts.
Number 7, because the only way it would be higher is it being played live. Because if it's
they never play it straight through live. They always throw some gobbledygook in there, and it sucks.
I don't
sucks.
Care if they play put gobbledygook in there. I like the fact that when it's played live, it sounds so much better.
Oh, you're full of shit.
Well, you're full of ass.
Yes, anyway. My number 7 is Shortest Straw.
Shortest Straw? Well, we know who's got the shortest straw here, then.
Yeah, obviously you. Creeping Death at 7. You're a disgrace.
I'm sorry, but my women get whiplash every time they're with me.
Yes. They're looking for a dick.
So, Sean, you're actually saying you're better hung than Sean?
Why, yes, I am. Last time I walked into the bathroom, I slapped the toilet and broke it.
Unfortunately, that was with his man tits.
Hey, I started wearing a brassiere years ago.
Isn't that a bro?
Well, I'm sorry, but you look like a dog to me.
Anyways.
Yes, let's get back onto your list.
So what is your number 6, then?
Phantom Lord. It's a classic.
Phantom Lord. It's a classic, but Anthrax did that one better.
Yes, they did. But they did. That's because they had good original source material. It's not because they did it.
No, they did it better.
Yes, they did.
The original version sounded like ass. That wouldn't even make my list.
Your list is about worth wiping someone's ass with.
Well, you see, where you have that crappy song, mine is the one they couldn't do better, which is Whiplash.
Dick Rash.
You see, Why, yes, we know about your dick rash. As a matter of fact...
I'm sorry, the three Asian hookers, one of them have it, I don't know which one.
As a matter of fact, you left your ointment on the door.
Oh, shit.
But yes, Whiplash is such a harder song. But again, it's another song that only when they play it live, it sounds better.
Why don't you find a song that's good on the studio album, you bitch?
Well, I'm sorry, but they need to write better.
Can't write much better than old Metallica, other than Megadeth.
Now, Sean,
what?
We're not here to debate Megadeth. That is for a later show. We're here to debate Metallica. Leave Megadeth out of this. We love you, Dave!
Alright, well, that
was... Why don't
you
settle down, boy?
I think he hasn't had his meds.
Oh, yes. He's quite retarded over there.
Yes, he is. You two would make a perfect fit.
Look, you two...
Alright, so, last time on the stream...
Hold on, excuse me. Who are you?
What?
Hell are you doing in this room here?
I'm Sean Connery.
No, you aren't, you hippie bastard. Get out of this room.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Fuck you both.
Fucking
fanboys. Fucking bald-ass losers.
You know something? What? He was almost a worse Sean Connery impression as you are.
What the hell are you talking about, boy? You've wiped your ass with my hair. You sound so damn bad.
That's right. I've wiped my ass with your hair because
that's
about all your
work. Oh, shit. I meant to say that the other way around.
It's old age.
Ah, well, fuck you. At least I don't need Viagra.
Yeah, one of you two needs to change your dump-ins, okay? All right, folks. Last time on Straightjacket Quartet, you heard Sean and Sean debate the top 10. All right? 10 through 6. 10? Now they're going to go ahead.
No, we didn't do 10.
Now they're going to go ahead and start with 5 through 1. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right. Number 6.
Hey, what are you fucking stupid? Are you that old you've forgotten? You've already done 10 through 6. Start with number 5.
Six. You said 6. I heard you before you started saying everything. You said starting 6.
Who are you going to fucking believe? A 35-year-old with his mental facilities intact? That's debatable. But anyways.
Yes, it is.
Or
very much
two
so.
Fucking 90-year-old men. All right? Shut up. Take it away
you
with
that. You know what? In 1 year of my life, I'm more of a man than you are in all 35 of yours.
If you go and get me a beer, I'll gladly start from number 5.
Okay, hold on.
Let's see how long it takes this little boy.
Yeah, there's no beer there, either.
Yes.
I looked. Should we go on without him?
We'll wait.
Here you go, oh great Lord Sean Connery, I am so sorry.
Holy shit, he found a beer.
How the hell did he do that?
All right. Well, since he did that for me, I will start with my number 5, which is Killing Time.
Killing Time?
Yes. Yes, it was on...
That shitty little B-side.
Yes, it was a shitty B-side, but guess what? It was a great shitty B-side.
It wasn't even theirs.
I don't care if it was theirs. They did it better.
You know, for somebody who thinks they know Metallica, I would think you would at least pick songs that they fucking wrote. I mean, they're no. bad enough to find 10, but now you're picking ones that somebody else did for them.
But see, they made it better.
I don't give a shit if they made it better or not. But all see, right, so why isn't Stone Cold Crazy on there, you whore?
Well, because Stone Cold Crazy was written by a faggot. And I'm sorry, I can't do
and
that.
And so was your list.
Well, so was your mother, but, you know, we won't talk about that one.
Speaking of mothers, how's yours doing? She recovered from that neck injury when she was blowing me?
Why, yes. It actually happened at the same time your mother's jaw problem started when she started eating out my asshole.
Mm. I always told her to get off the streets. I had enough money to survive. She doesn't listen. 170 years old, she is. You'd have stooped to every level, wouldn't you?
Why, yes, I would.
Anyway, my number five happens to be For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls? It sounds like it's tolling for you.
It's tolling for your list.
God.
You're the worst Metallica fan I've ever met. And you're a shitty Connery to boot.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about here? You sit here and you tell me For Whom the Bell Tolls is one of your songs. That's For Whom the Ash Tolls is what it is. Look at it.
Obviously.
We'll start out with a gothic bell. Ooh, that makes us sound better. Yes, really.
Obviously doesn't know a damn thing about the band. Where'd you find this loser?
They found me at your mother's
somewhere
house.
Somewhere in
Scotland. And you found him in a sewer grate.
I was sitting in your mother's castle.
Yeah.
Don't you know that old ass whore's been there forever?
Unfortunately.
That's why she's still on the floor. I whipped out my cock, I banged it on her head, and she's now nailed to the floor.
Yeah. You whipped out your cock and missed. Nat Dick. Number four, Master of Puppets.
Why the hell is Master of Puppets up so high?
Because it's a goddamn good song.
The bands that have come out now that do that song better.
But they couldn't have done it at all if it wasn't for the original.
Bands
See, that's why you don't understand. Why did you get this shithead? He doesn't even understand the concept of this whole thing.
Why would you choose a man who chooses songs that people
Black Totem
do
did
bad.
That better. So fucking what? Which is another Metallica song you probably don't even know about.
Yes, I know Black Totem. I listen to that when I'm on the shitter.
Which I had to listen to that song all the time nowadays, I'm sure.
I had to listen to that song all the time when I was on Indy 4.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there listening to Harrison Ford cry when he's up there. I'm sitting on the toilet letting out my Black Totem.
Yeah, more blood than anything else. You stool man. Now, if you hadn't been ass raped, maybe you could give us number four.
My number four is Sandman.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. Yes, everyone says the band sold out on the Black Album, but this is actually a really good album. I like this song.
No true Metallica fan would ever say that the Black Album was a good album. Or that any of the songs on the Black Album were worth doing.
But every person who calls himself a so-called true Metallica fan turns on this song. Whenever it's on the radio, they turn it on.
And there's a good fucking reason for it. But you're too dumb to see it. Number three.
Damn closet case.
Oh, wait a minute, Sean. I don't believe we heard your number four.
Yes, we did. That was Master of Puppets.
Oh, okay.
Yes, listen up, Shelly.
Hey,
quit jerking off in the corner.
Jesus Christ. Hey, you guys, don't announce that on the radio.
Damn it, leave the lube at home. All right, number three.
Well, stop it
over there.
This should be good. I mean, your other song sucked, so your top three should be worse.
What is your number three?
No, you go first.
Mine is Of Wolf and Man.
That's not bad. I didn't even think of that one, to be honest with you. But it's, again, on a Pansy album, and it's a Pansy song for a Pansy song.
It's a Pansy-ass waste here. This song truly catches what, like, being a werewolf would be, which is one film I've never done. I want to do it. I want to do the Wolfman. I'm going to do it in my next film.
Well, unfortunately for you, you're not man enough to be a man, let alone a wolf. My number three is Battery. Which they'd hook your brain up to, because it's obviously not working on its own.
Why is it you have it at number three?
What's wrong with Battery? Oh, let me guess, it's too hardcore for you.
No, you just have it too low, you silly fuck.
Well, there are two better songs that are higher. Yes. And if you knew what you were talking about, your list would be my list.
How can my list be your list?
Because you don't... A bad knockoff of me. At least you could have got a couple of these right.
Well, I'd have them a little better. I'm sorry.
Whatever. All right, my number two is a song you already mentioned, and it's much higher up on my list because it's better than you give it credit for. And that's Fight Fire with Fire. That is one of the hardest Metallica songs ever written. It's got hard driving rhythms, and you just want to choke the shit out of somebody when you listen to it. Somebody what? Like you.
That's true, but there's one problem. It's just rambling. It's not even a decent song. It doesn't have anything.
I suppose Ride the Lightning doesn't say anything either.
Well, no, Ride the Lightning is actually pretty good.
And why isn't it on your list, bitch?
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't remember all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is 90 years old, Sean.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting you're 90.
Yes, my medicine's sitting at home. Well, see, my number two is another fast song. It's Motorhead.
Not bad. I didn't even think of that.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Especially considering it's called Motor Breath.
Well, I'm sorry, damn it. I told you my medicine's back at the castle.
These moderators need to shut up.
Yes, damn it. He's drinking my beer.
You know, Sean, I have to tell you, at least Sean knows which what the one? Fuck he's talking about. I mean, get a clue, Sean.
Which one?
Which one are you talking to?
That one.
You're looking at the couch.
You mean the other one?
Right.
Okay.
The one sitting right there wearing the kilt.
Well, you
should. That would be you, because you are used to wearing dresses.
No, actually, this is a nice mini skirt that I just found. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the room next door.
Damn it, he reminds me of someone who was on the set when I filmed Excalibur.
Yeah, the one you banged.
Hey. You
number
weren't supposed
one.
To remember that one.
Number one, which should be just what about as bad as your other... My number two is Fight Fire with Fire.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Fuck.
Sorry. I can't help it. Quiet or I'll stamp my balls on your head.
The problem with that is they were cut off years ago.
No, I still have them in the pocket here.
Well...
You see, even though I lost them, I told them I want my balls with me at all times. So I keep them in a little bag on the side of my leg. Well, but what
that,
is your number one, then?
Isn't that special? But my number one is the best Metallica song ever made, covered by the best cover band ever made, Clan Fury, and it's called Creeping Death.
Again, as I said earlier, this song would be so much better if it was just originally played live. Because it sounds so much better. But the rest of the song is just crap. They have this fake audience crap in there. It's just... If it's not a real audience, it's crap.
What fake audience? What are you talking about? All right. Before you tell me what your number one is, I want to guess.
What is your number one?
I told you my number one. I want to guess your number one.
Well, then tell me...
Is it Until It Sleeps, you
no.
pussy?
No, that fucking album wipes my ass every night.
Well, I'm glad we agree on
you
something.
See, when I go to the bathroom, I specially ordered all my toilet paper. All my toilet paper is Metallica Load, Metallica Reload, and Saint Inga.
Well, at least you have some
and
taste.
I at least
but
wipe
you have
my
no
ass
knowledge.
With all of them. Which I have to admit, the Load album is kind of soft, so it feels real nice.
God, no.
You might want to try it.
I might.
But actually, my number one song is Battery.
You know,
and that's because it is the true Metallica song that is driving and hard. It sounds primeval, so it makes you run. Especially me, because it helps me go to the bathroom.
Bunny rabbits make you run too, pussy.
I'm sorry, but I love eating rabbit.
ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our... That concludes Sean versus Sean. Obviously, these two yo-yos needed to learn a little bit more about Metallica because everyone knows the greatest Metallica song ever written was...
Somewhere... Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My love of thrust of golden sand. Alright, people, on that note, weather's gonna get warmer, and we've got a topic I need to discuss with everyone.
We're doing a public service.
We're doing a public service.
This is a 15-minute-long public service announcement.
Listen carefully, people. The summer is coming. It's time to think about your weight and your wardrobe.
And its effect on the environment around you.
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is what I'm calling boardwalk ugly.
Boardwalk ugly. Oh, I like that. Kind of like coyote ugly, but not.
Not. Yes. Coyote.
Yeah, because coyote ugly, not ugly.
Coyote ugly. Hot. No.
But anyway, well, I know what you're talking about.
No, there's boardwalk ugly, unfortunately, is
yeah,
boardwalk
there's nothing like
ugly.
Seeing a beached whale wrapped in a Speedo dripping out of all the wrong places.
Mm. Cottage cheese and rubber band.
Making its way
down.
Oh,
no. Can of biscuits popped open is what it is. Okay. These fucking people walk around in spandex shorts and tube tops, and then, yeah, it's just like... Can of biscuits popped open where the middle's still stuck.
Oh.
It's just rolling out everywhere. It's fucking wrong.
It's a bad can of spam.
With that wonderful crater flesh.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so you like cheese. Crater flesh.
Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese in a freaking nylon stocking.
Coming out from underneath the armpits.
New deodorant. You know, stinky.
If you walk on the boardwalk and you hear... then that is time to go, am I wearing enough clothing? I don't give a fuck if it's hot. Okay? Go get a goddamn muumuu. Okay? At least that'll breathe. I don't want to see...
Mate, you have muumuu.
Do you have them in circus tent size?
They don't even need to do that. They can go get bed sheets. Just fucking cut a hole in the middle of it and there's
great,
a muumuu.
What, one bed sheet per breast?
Yes.
Well, it's not necessarily... Well, yeah, it could be man breast.
Yeah, and... Don't want to see any of
those. Where's your money?
And you know, we're not picking on fat people per se.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, we're fat. We're not.
And so we're allowed to pick on fat
people.
But we're
conscious of our environment and our how people perceive us. So no one of our weight is going around in a banana hammock.
Yes.
That's at least not that you've seen.
No, well, see, that's part of, you know, that's part of the ugly I don't want to see.
Because I do like my da-dun-da-duns.
I do not want to see a three-ring circus.
I don't want to walk out onto the beach and have some dude pass me who's just, he's got a banana hammock going. You know, I don't fucking want to see that. Okay? Especially because sometimes I'll sit there, I'll pick something up off the beach, and, you know, they're going to be jogging past. The next thing I know, it's like banana hammock in my face, okay? You should be shot.
Excuse me.
He's hanging out at the wrong beach.
No. I'm just going to the fucking one.
He's at the Fire Island one.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where to find the boardwalk? Yes, get your balls out of my face. It's right there.
Oh, God.
That's talking to Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, you don't even have to be fat to be unappealing at the beach, okay? If you are older, skinny, and everything's starting to fall apart, you're not overweight, just things are going lower than they should be, don't wear a two-piece.
Yes.
You know, don't wear a two-piece if you've got freaking 9-kid belly.
And also, in defending Charlie and what he said, the complete opposite is also something I don't want to see. If you are as fucking big as a pencil... Do not wear thong anything.
I protest that. I'm sorry. No,
no, yeah, no. No. Yeah, you guys didn't see what I've seen.
He's talking about, you know, Auschwitz sin.
Okay.
I'm talking where there is no bumps anywhere.
But, yeah, but the girls I showed you.
It's like the Great Plains.
No. These are, I'm talking.
No hills.
At least they were pretty.
I'm talking concave chest. Not even an A.
Concave chest. The only bumps are actually the bones sticking out.
Yeah. That's just something I don't want to see. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Convex and pleasant. Concave, not.
Yes. You know, you just...
Nice radio guy.
Hey, I'm famous for those. I'm going to keep them up.
That's right.
It's I'm going to stop them when we start doing video.
I'm just
going to sit there.
Yes. Behind my great deck idea.
Because I don't want anyone to ever see me.
That would be a show. Benefit to the world.
Yes, I know.
Oh, God.
I can't be identifiable. I will no longer be able to go out there and do bad things if I am identifiable. So.
Why so serious?
Oh, yeah. Varicose veins.
Yes.
If you got varicose veins, wear pants.
If it looks like someone drew on your leg with a blue magic marker, put on some fucking pants, okay? And I'm talking nothing light color. I'm talking fucking...
I like those.
Yes. The Amazon...
You're fucking sick.
Yes. The Amazon and all its tributaries looks wonderful from space and not on the back of your leg.
If you have body zits that aren't covered by normal clothing, wear... abnormal clothing. You know, if it's fucking 100 degrees out and you have body zits that show out, that show out on your lower back or on your fucking legs, wear some fucking pants, wear a fucking sweater. I don't care. I don't want to fucking see those. That's a goddamn
disgusting. So basically, you don't want anybody on the beach having anything less than a pair of jeans and a shirt on.
No. If
you're hot with flawless skin,
wear a Princess Leia outfit.
And you have a C cup or bigger.
You gotta be a cup. You can't have the fucking negative chest, and you actually have to at least have an ass. I don't want to see bones sticking out.
Yeah, I have to tend to agree that athletic is nice, but not anorexic.
Well, a lot of these guys here hang around me a lot, so they kind of like that Kentucky Fried Chicken thing, Not really
Popeye's
too
chicken,
much,
damn it.
Oh, Popeye's. Sorry.
Yeah,
not too much drumstick.
We're Popeye's guys.
We're more like thigh.
Breast.
Yeah. Thigh.
I was
breast.
Wondering where he's going. Like
thigh.
I
breast. Yeah. Drumstick.
Just enough cushion for the pushing.
There you go.
I'll
take four drumsticks over one of your thighs.
No, basically what I'm trying to say.
I definitely don't want a woman that I can just stand there, dick in her, slap the belly, and don't do nothing for the rest of the time. I don't like that.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm fat enough. I don't want any more fat around.
If they're nice and thin and she's riding you like a fucking horse and you shoot off, you could end up putting her up onto the second floor.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Like a rocket.
That's
We're right up.
You're pretty good. I don't know what you're going to do, but you
understand
that.
That's the most
amazing
thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, when it finally hardens and cracks and she falls, then it's like, okay, well, let's fuck again.
And I'll be like, okay, wait.
No, because if you miss that, you're going to be in traction.
I broke it.
I think I broke it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's another reason that too skinny is no good.
Hit the pelvic
bone. Showstopper right there. Well, maybe not for Charlie, but for the rest of us.
Soldier.
For the rest of us, that's a, bend my dick in half. It's a showstopper for me. I'm not interested anymore.
Now it's going right.
Yeah.
What you said, that was good.
Oh, thank you. I don't remember what I said. I just kind of like babbled.
Charlie's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm used to the Charlie broke his dick joke, so yeah. You weren't here for those earlier.
No. Charlie lives by the code. Nothing can stop
nothing
the cock.
Nothing wrong with that, Charlie. It's nothing wrong. Just because it's not
I'm
a
dedicated,
number, just because it's not a number two pencil doesn't mean you still can't write with it. Right?
That's right. No.
That's my
job. I have to give Charlie props for his tenacity. His cock is, green, a little bit fuzzy.
You shall all applaud.
Actually, he impressed me when he was in Gettysburg. We're at a diner and just out of nowhere, I'm going to talk to her. Huh? I'm going to talk to her.
Yeah.
And he did. And I was
That's
so
true.
They've seen, see, he's seen that progression over years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You haven't, you've been kind of gone for a while.
And I was just like, Remember when I left my cell phone? That was scary. I was like, I got to go back and get my phone.
Yeah.
The one girl.
By yourself, even that was bad.
In Gettysburg,
yeah.
I chased away the guys with the hoods and the ropes while you were getting your phone.
Yeah, because I kept wondering. Everybody kept going, "What's your name? Special. What's your name? Special." They kept going, "What's his name?" And look at the special.
That diner was in Gettysburg, but kind of like outside of the normal tourist traps. So they's not used to the urban visitors there. They're not used to y'all city folk. You know, that's why that was worried about you. It's Pencil Turkey.
Pencil Turkey.
So, they, you know, that's why y'all was worried.
Pencil Turkey just don't sound right to me. Think about that. Tuck your pencil.
Like wait a minute, is this now, around, you know? Now it sounds funny to you. You threw that around left and right when you were out there and you found out it was nicknamed Pencil Turkey. Like I live in Pencil Turkey. No wonder I'm fucking miserable.
Sounds like a bad fudge factory.
Jesus Christ, man. I was at the Walmart the other day picking up a fucking...
It wasn't me.
Picking up a bag of chips. I saw this hot chick. I thought she was wearing leg warmers. No, she hadn't shaved.
Damn, bad as my legs?
Damn. I don't know. Were they worse?
Oh.
It's your story, isn't it? Isn't it your story, right?
Yeah, that was his story.
Yeah.
You had told me that about how the chicks weren't shaving their legs.
Well, yes. One chick, I guess.
I think
I
you told me
about
that's
that.
What I was saying. Like, yeah. You told me about that. That's what
I'm sure it
was. Was it really that bad?
Oh.
Now you remember.
She worked there.
Oh, okay.
And she was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she's got that gothic chick thing going on. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she got the hippie thing going on. It's called a pick.
Armpit hair you could braid.
I was going to say, her legs had cornrows. Oh, nice striped socks. Oh, those aren't striped socks.
And funny thing, like, there's an NCIS episode where Danosa runs into this chick who works for the wildlife.
Yes, I remember.
And she had that. She had hairy pits and legs. And he was like, oh, I just remembered. I'm seeing somebody. I'm sorry.
You guys, I just remembered. I'm gay. Sorry. Didn't come out with that sooner.
Well, I guess you guys never saw Without a Paddle then.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
There's a second part.
Hot that. Hippie
yeah,
chicks.
I know.
I don't think
Sasquatch legs. So.
Where are we? Are we going up the
yeah, and if you have hippie legs, don't fuck, you know, don't show those off at the beach. I try and hide mine in long fucking shorts, okay? I'm allowed to say that.
If your legs have never felt the touch of a razor, you might just want to wear pants at the beach.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Yeah, no, he's totally ripping off like Foxworthy. Let me just say, you're probably red, man.
No.
That's why he didn't do it. I think that's why he didn't do it.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. I did not rip that off of Jeff Foxworthy. It was slightly ripped off and kind of mine.
Change
like
the words.
Being kind of pregnant.
Yeah. Besides, we ripped off of both.
Some girl told me that.
Besides,
once.
We just ripped off of both Bill Engel and Jeff Foxworthy.
That's
the
story we got here.
Well,
oh,
I said this chick actually walked up to him.
Oh, no, she wasn't to. She was, I haven't seen her in a long time. It's like a friend of mine I haven't seen in, I think, since school. And I was like, hey, so what's new? And she was like, oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, we
can hear
me
now.
Now.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, Verizon right. boy.
I'm going to take the Verizon
Everybody
bastard
out. There's too much of a crowd in here. But anyway, I was like, oh, so what's going on? She said, well, I think I'm kind of pregnant. Kind of pregnant.
So she has just a head growing in her.
I mean, yeah, it's like what?
It's a Hitler's brain in a jar.
What is it? I mean, boy, girl, head, toe,
feet.
Start the reaction.
I never, ever understood that. I'm kind of pregnant. No, you either are pregnant or you're not pregnant. There's no middle ground. There's no kind of, okay?
Like there's a test that goes, beep.
Yeah.
You could be pregnant.
No, it's yes, no, and then it's like,
it's
okay,
like
I'll pee on it.
Magic 8-ball.
Maybe. What?
Yeah. It's like using the magic 8-ball to figure out whether you're pregnant or not.
That would be a...
That's the new test.
That would be 10 minutes. That would be a really long piss stick. Are you pregnant? Kind of, maybe, sort of, possibly, but we're not really sure, so check back with us in a couple of months, or... If your belly starts to tick up, then yeah, definitely you're guaranteed to be
pregnant. That'd be a good
But again, at this juncture, we're just not sure.
I can see him doing it. All right, take
By
it.
The way,
piss on
tax.
It.
By the way, you always
tax. Piss on it. Shake it. Jump it down. Run outside. Tell your neighbors. Think I'm pregnant. Think I'm pregnant. Come back in. Take a shit on it. Now read it. Dumbass.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
And you wonder why we run long.
Oh, my God.
What was our topic?
What do you think? What's a fashion
sandwiches?
What's the weight limit for fashion faux pas at the beach? Give us a call at 206-350-3549.
Or hit us up at myspace.com/straightjacketquartetofficia if you want to find out if you are possibly pregnant.
Call us.
Email us.
You can also email us, but and I hope you didn't wipe it across your mouth before you did. The address is
www.georgebush.com.
StraightJacketQuartet@comcast.net.
Silence! And if you want to know how to shave your legs, look us up at Podomatic.com and search us on the... Okay. And then go into search window and type in StraightJacketQuartet. Of course, you already know how to do that shit if you're listening already.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie, you're nuts.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in 2
Goodbye.
Weeks.
See you in a couple
Goodbye.
Weeks. Wipe it on your nose.
So long.
Farewell. A penis, eh? Go outside. I'm right. Come on, get wet in the ass. All right. Asshole. So does that mean I'm pregnant?
It would be funny if it said, now your mouth smells like your ass.
So you like going ass to mouth.
You have a dirty mouth.
Did you have a job for you?
We can't believe you just did all that. We never thought in a million years you would do this.
If you call us and tell us your story, we'll give you a free pack of Orbit gum.
Cha-ching!